He seems to be saying it like this. He seems to be saying that what's the problem with the sukkah on Leil Shemini Atzeres? It's not because you're going to be mezalzel in Shemini Atzeres, because you're going to think it's sukkahs. But because you see, you yoshev v'sukkah, you yoshev v'sukkah. But if you say that you yeshiva, if you yoshev, if you say the bracha leishev basukkah, so then the leishev basukkah is a kviyas hayomim. It implies a kviyas hayomim. So therefore, you're being koveya this day as yom shvi shel sukkos. In other words, as long as you don't make the bracha, there's no problem. But the moment you make the bracha refers to a kviyas hayomim. It's implicit in the bracha that you're being koveya this yom as yom shvi shel sukkos. So he says the kviyas hayomim of sukkos will be oker the kviyas hayomim of shmini atzeres. You can't have two kviyas hayomim. So therefore, it'll come out that the kviyas hayomim of the drabanon will be oker the kviyas hayom of the deraisa. That he says you can't have. That's over there. Now, what's over here? Now, over here, he says like this. The moment you make the bracha of what? Of Sfiras HaOmer. So what's the problem? So the problem is you're going to say the same problem. Now you're saying a Kfiyas HaYom, that it's Chol HaMoed. That it's the day after the Yom Rishon. Right? So that's a Tarti Desasri to the Yom Tov Sheni. So you have a kviyas hayomim, the bracha of Sfiras HaOmer is a kviyas hayom that's oker the kviyas hayom at Rabban, right, of Yom Tov Sheni. Same problem. So he says, you see, you got to throw it into the area of the kviyas hayom. That's the key of here. Otherwise, if you stay with the Maisa Mitzvah, it's only Zecher Balmas. So he says, what's the problem? How could you say the Zecher Balmas is more choshev than the Nekim of Yom Tashen? It's impossible. But what he means is that the whole problem is the Kviyas HaYom. So now you'll tell me that what? That the Kviyas HaYom that's established with the Sfiras HaOmer, Bracha Sfiras HaOmer, is Oker what? Is Oker what? The Yom Tov Sheni. So he says, no, on the contrary. He says, if you would not make the bracha, then you would be implying that the Kfiyas Hayom Drabonon is Oker the Kfiyas Hayom Deraisa. Because why aren't you making a bracha? Because you're telling me because Yom Tov Sheni. So Yom Tov Sheni, the Kfiyas Hayom of Yom Tov Sheni is the Kfiyas Midrabonon. So how is it possible that the Kfiyas Midrabanon should be the Kfiyas Hayom Midrabanon should be Oker the Kfiyas Hayom Midrais? That's what he says. You understand? Excuse me? Yeah. So if you would not make a bracha of on Sfiras HaOmer on the first night, after Motzo Yom Tov Rishon, so then you'd be saying, why don't I make a bracha? Because the Kfiyas Hayom because Yom Tov Sheni is being covered that day as the first day. So, but the Kfiyas Hayom at Araisa is really the second day. So how could the Kfiyas Hayom of Yom Tov Sheni Drabonon be Oker, be Docher, the Kfiyas Hayom Araisa? You see, that's the way he learns. It's all Aloch and Kfiyas Hayom. That's the answer to the question. That's what he means, Bo Mikoach. He means the whole problem with the Gemara and Sukkah is a problem of Kfiyas Hayom. If you make a bracha, so the Kfiyas Hayom of Zayin Shel Sukkos is Oker, the Kfiyas Hayom of Shmini Atzeres, you can't do it. But over here, he says you're going to have the opposite problem. You're going to have the Kfiyas Hayom of the Derabbanan's Kfiyas Hayom is going to be Oker, the Kfiyas Hayom of the Deraisa. You can't do that. So therefore, you must make a bracha. In other words, you could never be Oker, the Kfiyas Hayom of the Deraisa. That's the klal. The one klal that you have that goes straight through is you cannot be Oker the Kfiyas Hayom Deraisa. So over there, if you make a bracha leishev basukkah, so what will you be doing? You'll be Oker the Kfiyas Hayom of Yom Shmini. Over here, if I don't make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer, if it's a bracha as a nidcha, so then I'm saying the Kfiyas Hayom Drabonon is more serious, was okay, the Kfiyas Hayom Deraisa. So that's impossible. It's the Kfiyas Hayomen that's the problem. So therefore he says it's uniform. You never oker the kfiyas hayom midoraisa because of the kfiyas hayom midorabanan. That's what he says. So the question is, why has Osi Lezulzuli? Why doesn't he use the same language he used before? That the Sfiras HaOmer on the night of Shavuos will be Oker. There again, you'll have the Drabana will be Oker, the Deraisa. So you'll have a problem. So the answer is, because what you said, because he'll say, so do without a bracha. So do without a bracha. So then you won't have, without a bracha, apparently there's no problem of Akira. The person counted, so he counted. So that's why he introduces the idea of Osi Lezulzuli. It's interesting, the Balamor is interesting from another standpoint. Why? Because the question is that, for instance, Yeshiva Basukah. So the question is that why isn't Yeshiva Basukah Oker Shemini Atzeres? The mere fact that you're sitting in the sukkah. Yeah. So apparently with the Balamor, so some say, because the Gemara says that's Sukkos Arevalov. It's Sukkos Arevalov. Yeah. I think so. The Gemara says it's Taisa says Sukkos Arevalov. Taisa of Mamzayin Amaralov. But with the Balamor, you can't go with the Svar of Sukkos Arevalov. Why? Because then the Balamor should have said, what is the Balamor's question? You should count without a bracha. But if you count without a bracha, so you, what are you going to say? Svirasa Arevalov. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Why is he counting? He's obviously counting because of mitzvah. So the Balamor should have said you shouldn't count at all over there by Sukkah, you say Sukkos Arevalov, but over here you can't say Sfiras Arevalov. Doesn't make any sense, right? So you see from the Balamor that as long as you don't use a bracha, there's no problem. Why? Because the moment you use a bracha, then it has halacha of Kviyas Hayamim. The bracha introduces, you make a bracha, sheker shonim zav zvanu, then it's muchach that it's a kfiyas hayom. But if you just do a maisa sphere ba'alma, as long as you don't say this is a maisa shal mitzvah, as long as you don't enunciate as a maisa shal mitzvah, there's no problem with the kfiyas hayom. As a matter of fact, on the contrary, if you omit the bracha, the Balamor holds it's an indication of dechia, because he says that's why you can't omit the bracha the first night, because it would be an indication that you're being docha the bracha because of the kriyas yom mid rabbanan. You see, so on the contrary, the Balamor holds that without a bracha there's no problem. Without a bracha there's no problem. But the only thing is, if that's the case, so why don't I not make a bracha on the last night of Sfira? And you can't say you have to be uniform, because you see in Sukkah you make bracha every day except the last day. So now the Balamor is confronted with a problem, that the night of Shavuos you have a very easy way to do it. The last count don't count with a bracha, so you'll see the bracha is nidchis, so there's no pra'if it's nidchis, so then it shows you that the main kviyas hayomim is the deraisa, and it really is chag haShavuos, so there won't be any problem. So the Balamor says over there, that's where he introduces the idea of Zilzel. That's where he introduces the idea of Zilzel. He says they didn't want to do it because of Zilzel of Yontif. According to the Balamor, Bruchi lo mevarchinen on Sukkos, because you're not a mevarich, that is a clear indication that the Kviyas Hayom Deraisa was Docha, the Kviyas Hayom Derabbanan. That's the way the Balamor learns. The fact that there is no bracha, the absence of a bracha, because you see, if you look at his lashon carefully, that's what he says. He says that if you didn't make a bracha the first night, he says, Heyach na kor bichas sfiras om yom tosheni shibo mikoch yom tovrishin shuman atar v'nitcha osom in the yom tosheni drabanan shuam ekinegda u'drabanan lo osi v'dochi daraisa. So you see, the Kviyas Hayom Midrabanan cannot be docha the Kviyas Hayom Midraisa. So according to the Balamor, it's the omission of the bracha on Leil Shmini Atzeres that clearly indicates that the Kviyas Hayom Midraisa takes precedence over the Kviyas Hayom Midrabanan. And that's why there's no problem. Not because Sukkos Arevalov. So he would not be in favor of the Mordechai's Heter of not sleeping in the sukkah on Leil Shmini Atzeres. Because it has nothing to do with Sukkos HaRevelov. It's a, the absence of the bracha is a clear-cut indication. So now the question is, so why don't you do the same method with regard to Sfira and count 2 days? And the fact that he mentions count 2 days, I mean, that's a little bit of raya against what I was saying. Because why should he? Apparently he would have said, you do count 2 days. So apparently he holds that even though the mice is not a kiyum, but we should be, the mice has to be formulated properly. So therefore you should really, I mean, but it's not, again, I mean, I don't think it's really a riot against what I'm saying, but I'm just saying, yesh lebal din lachla, but I still maintain what I said yesterday is correct, that if it's a halacha in the gavra being koveya yomim, so I could say the gavra's an ein roi because he forgot last night, but if it's simply a maisa sfira, zecha lemigdash, the maisa sphere, everybody's possible to do a maisa sphere. That's no problem. But anyways, but you see the Balamar holds that I'll tell you what the Balamar holds. What it holds like this, that since there are two kviyas hayomim over here, kviyas hayomim that are rice, a kviyas hayomim that are rabbanon, he holds you should be sofer both days. Because one is because of the kviyas hayomim that are rice, and one is because of the kviyas hayomim that are rabbanon. But the only thing is, he says, you're going to have a problem. Because if you do that, then it's osi lezilzuli by Shavuos. Even though he had a perfect solution. Just like the Gemara says, meis of yasminin, bruch olam avarchinin. So why don't you do the same thing in night of Shavuos? We should do the sphere, but without a bracha. I mean, why not? I mean, just like by Sukkah. But apparently over there, what does he hold? He holds, that's where it is, the Osilisazuli. That's the only thing I mean, we don't really fully comprehend. Why is it that you say Osil by Sukkah, you don't say Osilisazuli? I mean, that's a big chiddush in the Balamor. From here, you see how we learned the Sukkah in Sukkah. He learned the Sukkah in Sukkah, Baruch Ilom of Archinim, that the absence of Bracha is a manifestation of the Dichui of the Drabana. So the only question is, so why can't you do the same thing over here? Count 2 days, and there'll be an absence of a bracha on Shavuos. So there suddenly issues are there zilzuli. Why zilzuli? And why isn't Sukkah? Why isn't Yeshiva Basukkah zilzuli? Why isn't Yeshiva Basukkah zilzuli? The question is like this. I mean, the question is Sfira Sa'omer simply, there's 49 days between the first day of Pesach and the Shavuos. There are 49 days there. Is that the halacha? If that's the case, so then there's absolutely no difference between Shavuos and between Shmini Atzeres. Because the same thing is true. Although you have 7 days, and then you have Shmini Atzeres. And there wouldn't be a Shmini Atzeres, but we want time to have Pshat. That's the halacha of Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmo, but it's a regel b'fnei atzmo, but it's also tied, it's twofold. In certain respects, it's regular b'fnei atzmo. In certain respects, it's tied to the chag. What's the why? What's the reason? Because it couldn't exist without the chag, and that's the medrash also that ikvu od yom echad. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, stay one more day. So it means to say that if it wouldn't be for the shivas yimei achag, you wouldn't have a shmini atzeres. So shmini atzeres is contingent; its existence is contingent on the shivas yimei achag. It doesn't have a character by itself. But nevertheless, it's set off by itself. I mean, that's the whole thing. But in certain respects, it is. In certain respects, it isn't. But that's the reason. In substance, it's a new yontif. But the yontif's existence is contingent on the shivas meyachad. Okay, so that's for sure. But so over here also, Shavuos is contingent on Sfiras Alma. You see, and so if you're going to say. That there are supposed to be 49 days between the first day of Pesach and Shavuos, so that's the exact same thing is true by Sukkot, that there's 7 days, there's 7 days from the first day of Sukkot until Shmini Atzeres. It's exactly, there's 6 days in between the first day and Shmini Atzeres. Exact same thing. There's no difference. So if you're going to tell me that by Sukkot it's okay, by Shmini Atzeres rather, it's okay to sit in the Sukkah, then as long as you don't not mavarech and you indicate by the absence of bracha, you indicate that the kviyas hayomer rabbanon secondary to Kriyas Yom HaDaraisa, and then it's okay. So it'll be the same thing over here. Exact same thing over here. There'll be no way to answer this question. Yeah. The only thing is, that's what I'm saying. The difference is like this. The difference is that it's not simply that there are 49 days between the first day of Pesach and Shavuos. What is it? The halacha is the 49 days have a din of a malos. The 49 days is a malos. It's a malos of 49 days. Tisbruch HaMishiyah means it's a malos. So if it's a malos, so then it's a different story. It means that the malos ushers in the chag. You say the malos ushers in the chag. It's a malos of 49 days. There's a difference between having 49 days in between and between having a malos. So it means the moment the malos is consummated, so then Shavuos comes into the picture, comes in. So then I could understand what he means. What he means is if you're going to count on the night of Shavuos, you're going to be saying that what? That the malos is not over. So you're saying it's not Shavuos. It's not Shavuos. So therefore, even the Sfiras HaOmer, even the Sfiras HaOmer without a bracha, as long as it's not a tati, you see, by Sukkos, there's no malos of Shivas Yomim. So it just so happens, though, if you keep count, you'll find out that there's 7 days and it can't be Shavuos and it can't be Shmini Esrei. But there's no intrinsic contradiction. It's not that you need a malos of Shiva in order to have the Shmini Atzeres. It's just as Shiva Shmei Achag and then the Shmini Atzeres comes. Okay, it could have been Shishi Shmei Achag. I mean, you're saying that loosely, but you understand what I mean. But over here it's a malos of 49. So the malos of 49 is what ushers in the Chag HaShavuos. So since there's a din of a malos, so if you're counting, you're saying the malos is not over. So you're saying at the night of Shavuos, you're saying by counting, by being sofer, you're saying it's not Shavuos. Because Sfira is a tie to the Sasri. Because you're saying the malos, today the malos is the finishing of malos, and tomorrow is Shavuos. You cannot have, it's an intrinsic tie to the Sasri. It's a mathematical tie to the Sasri. You see? So that's why you can't do it. That's what he means, Asilu Zulzuli. Oh, see, that's why by Sukkos is not Asilu Zulzuli, it's because of the cheshbon of which, you see, sitting in the Sukkos, it means that it's Yom Shvi'i, and if Yom Shvi'i, so I make a cheshbon, so Yom Shvi'i is Chol HaMoed, so therefore it's Mutar B'Malachin. So there we say, as long as the bracha is absent, so I say that it's taking secondary status. But over here, it's not enough to take secondary status. The character of Sfira is saying, is a statement, that ipso facto, a statement that it cannot be Shavuos, because the malos is not over. So that's why it's Asilu Zulzuli. What? Excuse me? That's what he means. This is he doesn't say uproot, because he reserves the term uproot for bracha. Because whenever you have bracha, he holds if you deprive the mitzvah of the bracha, then it's not uproot anymore. Because then it's an indication that you're in the secondary count. It's second place. So you can't say it's uprooting. That he already established before. The moment you minus the bracha, the moment it's the mitzvah without the bracha, so the fact that the bracha is missing, you're not in the area of uprooting anymore. But you're not uprooting. But he holds the character of the amira is a statement that it's not Shavuos. So that's why you can't make such a statement. That's why he holds with regard to Shavuos is different than with regard to Sukkos. Because with regard to Sukkos, sitting in the Sukkos is not ipso facto, by definition, there's no aloha. It comes out, if you figure it out, you're right. If you're sitting in a Sukkah, can't be Shmizah. So the secondary count is fine. Takes care of the problem. But the Amir of Sfira, that statement is saying tonight is not Shavuos. So that's also Zulzuli. That's Asla Zazel. In other words, there's a difference between a situational contradiction in numbers and an intrinsic contradiction. See, the one by Sukkot, it's a situational contradiction. You need 67 days of Shavuos, that's what it is, and then the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres. So if you're sitting in the Sukkot, it's an indication it's the seventh day. The seventh day is no Kiddush Hayom. That's a situational contradiction. But an intrinsic contradiction is where the Melos, the very entity, is what creates, is what ushers in the Chag. And now you're saying today is not the is can't be Shavuos. You can't make a statement like that. You can't make a statement on Yontif that says it's not Yontif. That you can't do. That you can't do. Okay? The situational contradiction you're resolving by minusing, absenting the bracha. So therefore you're indicating that it's a secondary status. You're not being oka the deraisa. The drabbanan is being put in the second place, you see. But that doesn't give you a permit to make a statement that it's not yontif. That's not the same thing. To make a statement it's not yontif, you can't do. That's the difference. That's zilzuli. Zilzuli is when you say today's not yontif. That's what it means. That's an interesting thing, Agav Orcha. You won't find that in Sukkah. From this Balamor, you see that the Bruchi Lama Varchim is a remedy for the Yisuva Yasrina. It's a remedy. The idea that it's a malos, is really very much in line with the minig, of the sphere of the Avelos, the Talmidim Rebbe Kiva. Because if sphere itself were not a malos, it would be hard, it would be difficult. I mean, there are many tragedies that happen. Why is this one? Why is this one the minig? The minig came along and established a avelis. The answer is because there's an existing malos already. See, there's an existing malos already, and now avelis is a malos. So therefore, they tied the malos of the malos of the counting till Shavuos. They endowed it with the element of avelis, and that's a malos of avelis. But the idea of the malos was pre-existing. You see, according to the Balamar, the whole thing is a malos of 49. Anyways, the Balamar really holds it's a malos of avelis. It's a key and belave of a malos of avelis of 49. It's interesting. Not because Talmud Rebbe Kiva.
What?
There's a minute that you need all 49 days. There's a minute like that. Yeah. I mean, according to the Baal Mar, the minute that we have of Avelus between Pesach and Shavuos is perfect. And it makes perfect sense. Because you see the Chachamim introduced, you see there's a Melos of 49, and Bizman should basically make the Shreya Kayim that was a Melos of Simcha. That was a malos, but now that the Beis Hamikdash is gone, so therefore the Baal HaMor says they introduced Sfiras Omer L'davo Nafshenu. So in other words, they converted it into a malos of Avelis. Makes perfect sense of why they did it, because it's a malos. As a matter of fact, this fits in very well with the whole Baal HaMor. Now I see where that his previous far is tied to this underlying idea, which you don't really derive until you come to the Lizazuli. But the Lizazuli shows you that he held it as an idea of a malos. So the idea of a malos, so what they did was they converted one malos for another malos. Originally a malos of 49 was a malos of simcha to build up to Shavuos, like the Rambam says that everybody, it's a Masorah B'Yadenu, that Shavuos is based on Matan Torah, and it was a malos of 49, and the malos of simcha. But now that you don't have Beis HaMikdash, they converted it into a malos of Avelos. Of 49. So that could be the source, really. So the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva simply was a was something that added to the concept of the Avelis. But the real Avelis, according to the Baal HaMor, is the Sfiras Omer. Is the Churban HaBayis. Excuse me? That's correct. That's very good. Very good. That originally the Chacham came along and they created Sfiras Omer, the mitzvah Sfiras Omer, in order to, they created the Melos of 49 of Avelis. And because of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, they added to it Nihug Averus. Excellent. Very good. Very good. So you really see where this, where the whole, how the whole thing developed. It started from the Deraisa of Malos, which is responsible for Shavuos. That Shavuos is brought about by Malos. Then the Drabonin came along after Chorban HaBayis, and they instead, because why did they do this because of Chorban HaBayis? I mean, there's many things to do because of Chorban HaBayis. Why did they pick this? But the answer is because you see from the Balamor of Zilzuli Bay that shows the Hela was a Malos. So therefore they made a Malos of Avelos, because you have the idea of Malos by Avelos. They converted to Malos of Avelos. And then because of Talmid Rabbi Akiva, so they instituted Niyug Avelos. According to the Balamor, the whole thing's Kafta Vera. So according to the Balamor, really, it explains the whole Niyug. Because like we're saying, you know, the yonder Rabbi Akiva was nifty, you don't make it to the day of Avelos. I mean, so why over here? Why is this special? You'd have Avelos every day of the year if you're going to go by whenever Chacham Yisrael is nifty. It's a tragedy. I mean, you can't do that. I mean, that's Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is like the Rav said. Tisha B'Av is the one day of all the tragedies. So why isn't I would put it this way. What the Rav said, the Rav showed that Tisha B'Av is really the day of all the tragedies. That's the real Yom HaShoah is Tisha B'Av. That's why the Rav is against the Yom HaShoah. Of course, we have the Yom HaShoah already. But why the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, why shouldn't that be incorporated in Tisha B'Av? You see? But the answer is because that's a special thing because the Malos already existed. The Malos of Avelos already existed. According to the Balaam, it's perfect. And in other words, there are two things that are Kaveh of the Chag HaShavuos. One thing is the 50th day, Tisper Chamishim Yom, and the second thing is really the idea Yom HaBikur, the Mincha Chadasha, the Mincha, the Chi of Mincha Chadasha, Yom HaBikur. There are two Kovim for Shavuos. But that everybody holds that way. That's a good point that I always mention. If you're saying that Sphere is a Malos, so then there's reason to say that according to the Balamar, if you miss a day, it's no good. That's definitely true. I mean, so that would indicate in the contrary. Contrary to what we said yesterday, that if you miss a day, according to the Balamar, since it's a Malos, you could say it would not be good. I mean, you have to think about it. I'm just mentioning. The Kovner Rav. The Rav one then quoted the Kovner Rav, who raises the question of why you don't count the Sfeika the Yomet. Same question as the Balamar. So he says because you can't say you count one, because one and two is not a count. He wants a different spot. He wants to say that you can't say today is one and then say today is two. It's not counting. Counting is either one or two. Say one and two, so it's nothing. So the Rav said that I would agree with him if you're going to tell me in the time of Abai of a Rava, you see, when they didn't have the calendar, that the places that were outside of the where they didn't know about the Kfir Yarcha didn't do Sfiras Omer. He says, if you tell me that, then I'll say he's right. But he says, but I don't see anywhere in the Gemara that they said that they didn't do it. So apparently the Mekomos HaRachokim, who were there where they didn't know what it was, they said like every other din. They said today's 3 and today's 4 and today's 5 and today's 6. I mean, so the Rav said that's what the Rav was against the Kovner Rav's Svarah. Okay. Yeah. Benji Kaplan's asking like this: why doesn't he do like this? The last night, don't say it, but count two all along. You see, that's a good question. But very good. Yeah, very good, very good. Because we're saying that as a Malos, that would be a beautiful riot to what we're saying actually, because there can't be a count without a Malos. So it'll come out the second count. We'll never have a Malos, because you'll never reach 49. So you can't. That's right. So it's worthless. Okay, so we're taking Ramban. Amar Kosev. That's Ramban's kasha. Ramban's kasha is that Chamishi Omolav Halalagodl Divrab Tafin Yeshem Hashem Roy Loechsa. So it's a machlekes on what you say on Chamishi. So the Mishnah should, the Gemara should have said that our Tana is not like Rab Tafin, not like the Yeshaman. So he brings down a machlekes of Yechon and Shmuel. Why? Because that's a kasha of the Balamor. Because according to the Balamor, so why? Where's there room for machlekes? Let's just go. So he says machlekes, first of all, whether it's an iser achila altogether, or whether it's just an iser achila because of the things that he likes. Adilaya v'gezlaya la'abosh, shehim chaviven aleinu v'anu memalim kresena man. So you see that's what Rabbi Yechon, that's what Shmuel holds. Right? Why? Because Shmuel holds that's the Tama Takana. The whole Tama Takana is Kadeshi Nechal Alasova. So therefore, you only have to ask for certain types of food that would actually be a problem. Because in other words, that he'll eat the Pesach, and then he'll eat the things that he enjoys. So that's why they ask it. So therefore, he has to eat the things he enjoys first. And then it'll be Nechal Alasova. But the other thing is, the small things, you wouldn't have to ask it. But Rabbi Yechon holds even Klais Vagozin. They can't eat anything. Why? Because he holds... Why does he hold that way? Because he holds it's an Isra Achila per se. It's an Isra... The way they framed it is simply an Isra Achila. So it doesn't matter. Okay? V'zeo she'omru lo m'boyach ha'matzad lo nafish taimei. Deboinin shehe mevorech ba'od shetam pesach b'fiv kedei shehe lo b'chol ze heker shelo yachzor v'yochal v'nimtza pesach nechal b'emtza se'uda. Okay, so that's why what? So that's why you need a tam a pesach b'fiv. V'kach amur rishonim shelo kam v'kizwal ela kolala kedei shelo yochal pesach Bekeres Reikonis Mnei Docha Chabur Salach Shiyigma Seder Lala Yeh Orech Shulchan V'Orech Zeh Kafta V'Ferach U'Kishem Shema B'Pesach Kacham V'Matzah. So basically, I mean, what's difficult in the Ramban is that he has a lot of reasons here. He says that Kedei She'en Nechal Alasova, and then he says Kedei She'lo Yovel Adei Shvira Satan, and then he says also that the Tama Pesach has to be B'Fiv. Why? Because so I mean, how do you tie in all these things? That's the problem with the Ramban. You know, it seems the Ramban's concept over here is the Ramban's idea over here is that the whole thing for Hallel, you see, he unifies everything. He says, why? Because So what would happen? The kacham rishonim shelo kodim kriyas al bavaras ru ala kol alayla kadei shelo yochal pesach bekeres reikonis mnei docha kaburas alach hashem asa yoshua vavadim ya kshem shem vavadim ya. He means like this, and he means the whole reason for Pesach is what? Is shvira setzim. It's shvira setzim. That's what he's saying. So what he means is like this. What he means is that the Pesach, that the Pesach, everything is geared towards one objective, and the objective is that it should be muchach, it should be clear to the person that's eating the Pesach that the Pesach is achila shel mitzvah, and that's what he's saying. Now, once the person, in other words, that the Pesach should not be neacha like anything else, that's what he means by heker. Bina b'chol ze heker. It's not, and the same thing that the Tama Pesach b'fiv b'shas kriyas halal. Why? All these things serve one purpose, according to the Rambam Chamas. It's to give him the realization that the Pesach is achila shel mitzvah. And once he has that realization, then there won't be any shvira setzim. You see, that's really the unifying idea in the Ramban. The Ramban is saying is that the real tam is because of Shvirus Etzem. So why does he say Kadeshi Hea Tam Befivin, all these other things? He's unifying everything. He's saying the reason for everything is one objective, and that is that a person should be aware when he eats the Pesach that he's engaged in Achilas Shel Mitzvah. So that's why they say Nechal Al Asova. What's the idea of Nechal Al Asova according to the Ramban? It's very simple. Because if you're hungry, so then it's not Achilas Shel Mitzvah. Because you're hungry. So therefore they assert any Achila all night long to make sure that the person eats what he wants first, Achila Shel Hanoya first, and then after Achila Shel Hanoya, then he eats the carbon pesach. So who wonder, why am I eating now if I already had the Achila Shel Hanoah? So the answer is because it's Achila Shel Mitzvah. Once he realizes Achila Shel Mitzvah, then he won't violate Shvirus Etzem. Because Shvirus Etzem is only possible if he's cognizant at the time of Achila that this is a special Achila. This is Achila Shel Mitzvah. But if he's not aware, the purpose, according to the Ramban, the objective of the Takonis was to give the person an awareness, Peshas Achila, that's Achila Shel Mitzvah. See, that unifies everything. It's Kedei Shelo Yehi Pesach Nechal Be'emtza Asura. Because if the Pesach is Nechal Be'emtza Asura, so then it'll be like Achila Shel Hanoah. Like Be'emtza Asura, Achila Shel Hanoah. In other words, the objective according to Ramban, he doesn't say it, but it's clear when you put everything together in the Ramban that that's what he means. He means to say that the whole idea of Nechal Al Asova, and the whole idea shouldn't be Nechal Be'emtza Asura, is it shouldn't be like an ordinary Achila. Like an ordinary Achila Shel Hanoah. So therefore, it's necessary, you understand, to do what? To have it Nechal Al Asova. Nechal Al Asova means when I'm already satisfied my taiva. So what are you eating now for? Achila Shel Mitzvah. All because of Shvirus Etzem. Because the Shvirus Etzem means it's something that can happen. So how do you prevent Shvirus Etzem? The realization that this is a different kind of Achila. It's Achila Shel Mitzvah. He has to always have that awareness. That's what he's saying. Really, the final objective is it shouldn't be Shvirus Etzem. But how do you do that? By creating an awareness that this is different. That's why it says, Shehei Tam HaPesach B'Fiv B'Shas Halel. What does that do? Tam HaPesach B'Fiv B'Shas Halel. It's very simple. It makes him aware that this is Achilas Shel Mitzvah. Because what does he have to have the Tam B'Fiv? So it makes him aware that it's Achilas Shel Mitzvah. But in order to do that, the Ramban says, you have to ask for a Kol HaLaila. Not just up to Halel. You must ask for a Kol HaLaila. Why? Because the person, as long as the person knows he could eat later, so he can finish off the Seder in an hour, and then he'll engage in Achilas Shel Hanoah. So therefore, the only way to do it is to ask for it Kol HaLaila. And that's why he says that's why he's against the Balamar. See, that's how he explains the machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and between Shmuel also. That the machlekes is he has to have the awareness that it's a Achilas Shel Mitzvah. So how do we give him the awareness? You give him the awareness by just ossering that which he would do. You understand? Just ossering the things that he would enjoy eating. Or no, creating an Isra Achila across the board. Then he's really aware. You understand? That gives him the awareness that the Pesach is a special kind of Achila. Because Ein Maftirin. So it's a special Achila. So that's the Machlekes. Machlekes is, do you stick with the Tama Dovar? Or no, you even enhance it. You create an Isra Achila across the board. Yisra Achila across the board gives him a greater awareness. Now he knows that he can't eat a single thing after the Korban Pesach. So he has to have Tam B'Fiv. So that really shows him that it's Achila Shel Mitzvah. So that's why he says that Matzah. So that's why he says actually Matzah really is on the contrary. They asked L'Te'ovon. They asked eating Achila Shel Taiva before Matzah. You see why? Because it should be Nechal. Because that enhances the mitzvah. But over that you could do by matzah. Why? Because you don't have a problem with Shvirus Etzem. You don't have a problem with Shvirus Etzem, so therefore you can do it. But when it comes to over here, when it comes to Pesach, you can't do that. Because, you'll enhance the way he eats it, but you're sacrificing the most important thing, the danger of Shvirus Etzem. That's why it distinguishes. That's why he says that you can't say, that's why he's against the sheet that it holds that the Kezias Matzah Bachron is the Kezias that he yotze. And that's because there's no reason to do that. Why should I make a Bachrona? There's no reason, no look of Matzah Nechal Alasova. The only Matzah on the contrary should be Nechal right away because that's Latei Ovon. But Pesach, we'd also do Latei Ovon, but you can't do Gashiras Etzim. So therefore, you have to give him the, while he's eating, he has to be aware every minute that he's engaged in Achil Shal Mitzvah. He's not going to be, if he's hungry, he's not going to be aware of it, because then it's Achil Shal Noah. See, Achil Shal Noah would break the awareness. That's the Ramban, basically. Ela shel divrei Hillel sheyakorchem bezman dike Pesach kula nechol nalasova. Lo mit nechovas atzman, el mit nechovas aboy mohen. Umit nechol zeh, Tiknu sheyil maftirin sudasim b'matza zecher l'migdash. So therefore, he holds that the zecher, that the because of Hillel, in other words, because of Hillel. Let's see, they call that. It's interesting. So according to the Ramban, ein maftirin achapesach afikoman is in bizman hazeh is really only Hillel zecher l'migdash kehillel. You see, it's all Zecher L'Mikdash Kehillel. Okay, Hayakorchon, the Zecher L'Mikdash Kehillel, according to the Ramban, that's really Afikoman. Because according to Hillel, they ate the matzah together with the Pesach, HaMatzah Merim Yechlu. So therefore, matzah was Nechal Alasova as well, because of the Korban Pesach, but not because of matzah per se, but because of the Pesach HaBoim Mohen. So therefore, he holds that what? It's an interesting thing. That's what he says over here. See, let's take a look over here. Ela shilu divrei hil sheakorchem bezman dike pesach kula nechol nalasova. Lo mitnei chovas atzman. Ela mitnei pesach aboy moen. Okay? So according to Hillel, the matzah is nechol nalasova also. But why? Not because of matzah, but because of what? Because of Pesach. From the Ramban, it seems clear from his Lashon that according to Hillel, the matzah shel mitzvah is nechal alasova agava Pesach, which means he didn't have two kezaisim. He didn't need a kezaias matzah in the beginning, according to Hillel. But there's two matzahs. Matzahs barav tochel matzahs, and then there's a matzah of matzah mermichlu. From the Ramban, it would appear that it has to be the same kezaias matzah. That the matzah of matzah samroim yachluhu is the same kezias matzah of ba'arav tochlu matzos. What? No. So it could be, because that's mashma clearly from his language. Because otherwise, what is he saying? It's not because of the matzah. Of course, not because of the matzah, because he was yetzah matzah right in the beginning. But apparently, according to Hillel, that al matzahs and rami yachlu you only mekayim if you eat them together, but not al matzahs and rami yachlu means after matzahs and rami, but it means together with it. So it must mean that he didn't eat the kezias matzah first. Why? Because apparently it means the al matzahs and rami yachlu means the matzah shel mitzvah he must eat together with Korban Pesach. So he can't be Yotze the Kezias Matzah first. It has to be the Kezias, the Matzah Shel Mitzvah, which will be the first Kezias, has to be Nechal with the Pesach. That's the way he seems to learn. So therefore, he says, so it comes out that the Kiyum of a Matzah Alasova, so then he says Matzah will be Alasova. Not because of Matzah itself, but because of... because otherwise he would have said it can't because of the matzah, because he ate already Kezias Matzah. You see, but look at his Lashon carefully, you see, that he seems to say that according to Hillel, the Kezias Matzah didn't eat till the end, because of our Matzah Mer Mechlu. So he says, and that's why there were no way to eat a Kezias Matzah Bachrona, Zecher L'Migdash, because of Hillel. Because according to Hillel, it came out that matzah was nechal alasova bisman abayis because of the Korban Pesach, agava Pesach. So because, this is a nei kol zeh, because of all that, according to Hillel, it came out that that's why they were noig to, that's why they introduced the afikoman. The zechal amigdash. What? Yeah, the achila. So in other words, but he's saying that's correct. But he's saying that the last kezias of matzah of afikomon bisman hazeh is a halacha of nechal al asava. It's a halacha of nechal al asava. Yes, and nowadays you have the previous matzah, but the zechel the afikomon, which is zechel amigdish, because by Hill in the time of Hill the kezias matzah was nechal al asava. So therefore, he holds that's why bisman hazeh we eat the kezias matzah b'achrona. Why? Because it's zeichel l'migdish in time of the migdish. The kezias matzah was nechal al asova. So that's the idea of afikoman. That's the idea of eating the afikoman. The afikoman of matzah is really zeichel l'migdish because according to Hillel, the kezias matzah was nechal al asova. That's the way it's learning. And like this, according to Hillel, so you're going to have Pesach al asova. And Pesach and Matzah Mar have to come together. So therefore, your Matzah's mitzvah has to be postponed to the end. And therefore, what? Because Pesach is Nechal HaSova. Why? Because Xerah Shvira Sa'atzim. And Shvira Sa'atzim demands that you be cognizant that it's a Chil Shom Mitzvah. So therefore, it's going to be the end. And therefore, the Matzah is going to be the end. Because of all that, he says, as Menei calls that, because of all that, he says, so they introduced the Zechel HaMikdash. Because of so they used that as a vehicle of Zechel HaMikdash to eat an afikoman at the end. So it comes out according to the Ramban. The bottom line is the Isser, what's the Isser of eating after the afikoman? Zecher. That's right. Zecher. Now the Ramban comes in. He says, now what's the Isser of drinking afterwards? He says, it's not because of afikoman. Because you already drank two kosas. So you see Shi and Achila are two different categories. Vod Amr Gantami place for Gozim. Mini Michla Mini Mishtai Elo, never asked drinking. Ella Tama Dover Kadeshiloye Mosif al Dalat Kosos. The Nira, this is the Nira Kamasula Kosos. The Nira Kamosha Masko Beseder Achar Varotsa Lecho Pesach Matza Omara. The Ain Nimnin al Shne Psochem Kechot. If oh, im kain lo ya pesach rishon nechal al asova. V'chein b'matzah, it means it's manazel. If ichos v'lishtos achar dalekosos. Muscle lakosis is nothing wrong with muscle lakosis, not baltaisif. But it means it looks like you're starting another Seder. It looks like you're starting another Seder. Because apparently, so it was mancha based minishaya kayam, so it was definitely awesome. Because you're not allowed to be a monoi on shnei psochem. So now you're not allowed to be ochel shnei psochem. So therefore, and the dalit kosos are part of the Seder. So it looks like you're starting over another Seder. So you can't have that's why you can't have more than dalat kosos, because the moment you have more than dalat kosos, it gives the appearance that you're starting another seder. Okay, and bismanazeh, also, he says ella sheitiru lo kos chamishi veherichu olav asaderach likro olav halal agadol v'zeo shamar bein agadol zal l'man detzachi lesle reshusa l'mishti elamayo. I think what the Ramban is bothered is like this, that if you're telling me that really, if you're telling me, why didn't they just say after four kosas you can't drink anymore? Period. Because he holds the kos chamishi is not a kiyum. He's not learning the Kos Chamishi Zikim. He's learning the Kos Chamishi Erich Olav Azaderach. Because the only reason that they ask for drinking is because of they're afraid they're going to start a whole new Suda. So that's why they said that if you want to drink afterwards, you should say Halagal. So Ramban says Ramban is saying that really from the Gemara itself, I would say that's it. In other words, that as long as he said Halal Agadol on the next coast that he drank after the four kosas, so then that's enough. Because now you see he knows you can't be, you can't start the four kosas again. In other words, that's the whole purpose of Halal Agadol, is that he shouldn't get involved, he shouldn't start four kosas again. So therefore, they introduced Halal Agadol so that he should know that you can't start four kosas again. But if you want to drink, you should say Halal Agadol. So once he drinks and says Halal Agadol, so now it should be mutter the rest of the night. You see? See, that's what he says. He says, Ulafichas l'shacharikos la'al she'itiru lo kos chamishi ve'richo lo as a derech l'kro lo Halal Agadol. V'zeh ma'asham ar-ben al-gadol zal. Ma'an etzach l'as ha'shus al-mishti al-maya. Ula'achar ha'al zeh lo ashkan b'gemar da'asar. We don't find it's asar actually in the Gemara. Because really, you say that that's really the kind of Halal Agadol is so that he should know he can't start anymore. He can't start a new series, a new Seder. So therefore, once he does, once the Chacham introduced Halal Agadol on Kos Chamishi, that by definition takes care of the problem. Okay, so now he does Kos Chamishi Halal Agadol. So now he knows he can't start the four. So that's enough. So why do you have to asser him more than that? So he says, "The shechmatlo because of the girl of halagol v'chol mishirotz lishtos b'kriya zu hutalo." So this is the matir. The halagol is really a matir for shsiya. So really, he should be able to drink as much as he wants afterwards. He says, "Ela shamar aben agoyin de nekiti rabbanim mimin hagos de nehigim b'Yisrael." Because he learned from the Minhagos, the Choman, the Boil Mishti Shasi, Bein Sheni Lishlishi, that whenever they wanted to drink, they drank between the second and third kos. Velo Chazi Lonu, Velo Shmi Alonu, Mande Shasi Chamra, Basa Birkas Hashir, Balil Yakama. We didn't find anybody that drinks after the fourth kos. Birkas Hashir is the fourth kos, correct? Mm-hmm. Balil Yakama. Oh. So he says, so what does he mean? He means that really, that the question is like this. The question is Kos Chamishi a heter? You see, is Kos Chamishi a heter of Kos Chamishi, or Kos Chamishi is really the matter for Shia in general? So he says it would be Mustafa really, as if in the Gemara itself, all we see is that if you want to say Kos Chamishi, so in order to make sure that you're not starting to say over again, so they're mate Kos Chamishi with Halal Agadol. So what does that show you? It shows you that you're continuing in the previous sitting, the previous kviyas. It's an extension of the previous kviyas, which means that you're only allowed to extend the kviyas, but you can't start a new kviyas. So that's how Halal Agadol is the mate. So really, I should say that once you do that, so then that's it. You can drink as much as you want. But what is the Halal Agadol by Kos Chamishi is a manifestation of the fact that you can't just drink Yayin, but you can only drink Yayin in the framework of extending the original Kviyas. So therefore, the Ramban says, from the Midin of the Gemara, that's what I would say. And really, you should be able to drink after Kos Chamishi. But the Rif says we've never seen anybody do that, that anyone should really drink, that people should drink after the four kosos. So apparently there must have been some issa. So therefore you must say that there were only mate kos chamishi. That there were only mate kos chamishi. Because shishi, kos shri, kos shmini, there's no heter. So he says, even though al pisvara, the whole time of kos chamishi, according to the Ramban, is really why... The old time of Kos Chamishi going to the Ramban is because he shouldn't start a new series. So therefore, they said Haricho. That's what it means. Haricho Allah Sadarach means they extended the road. Okay, so therefore it means it's a continuation of the previous kviyas. So that should be enough, really. So you should be able to drink as much as you want after that. But he says, but no. The Rif says, since we've never seen anybody drinking all night after the Seder, drinking Yayin. So what does that show you? So apparently the matir for Kos Chamishi was only Kos Chamishi. Only that which has Hallel, only, no, is correct. The only time there are matir is where you're doing an activity which manifests extension, which creates a Hallel. So that's a manifestation of Hashem. But then just to drink Yayin Shel Hanoah, you can't. So that's what the Ramban says basically, because they didn't make anything more than Ha'olah Gadol. I mean, they didn't give you anything more to be Masada the Kos on. So the Kos Chamishia comes out according to the Ramban. It's interesting. According to the Ramban, it's more important to have seated Dvarim on Kos Chamishi than it is on the four Kosas. Because the four Kosas, you can be Yotzei without seated Dvarim. Even though, of course, you know, we are Noyeg, but the Kos Chamishi, you can't drink unless you have seated Dvarim of Ha'olah Gadol on. Why? To manifest that it's an extension. But the only thing is, Ramban says ordinarily from the Gemara itself, you would just say that once you have that manifestation, so that your extension of Kviyas, so now you can drink all night long. But he says, but the Rif says, since we don't see anybody, we never saw people drinking after the Seder, drinking Yayin, getting together and drinking Yayin after the Seder, so you must say that it's only Kos Chamishi. In other words, they only gave one, they didn't create any more Amiras. Since there's no more Amiras, so you can't have any more Shasiyah. That's what he said. I'll tell you why what's bothering the Ramban. What's bothering the Ramban is that it's a strange thing that they're just mata for one kos. I mean, we mentioned last time, it's a strange. In other words, if people want to drink, either be mata or be mata. I mean, that's what the Ramban says. It's strange, but apparently they're only mata one kos. That's a strange thing. Because if the whole purpose is to be mata, in other words, ordinarily I would say to be mata one kos, so don't be mata sasa, so what? But because it comes out, the bottom line is they're only matir one kos, according to the Ramban. So it says, but really, it would be mistava, the same thing Gemara, that once you have Ha'olah Gadol, it's matir everything. But really, that's mistava that way. But the Rif says that since we see from the minig that people don't do that, so therefore, is choshesh that really can only drink kos chamishi. Kos chamishi, you must have a kos. You can only drink a kos, in other words, that's sanctioned by the Chachamim, that has a tzura, that has a shem, and it's sanctioned by the Chachamim. So they only matter one kos, and that's it. Even though, I mean, of course, it was a little bit difficult, because why would they matter one kos? Guy has the type of drink one kos. I mean, that's the matashi, why one kos? One kos is not a lot. I mean, just a few ounces. People would drink, they would drink a lot of koses. Yeah. What's bothering the Ramban is it's strange that it's one kos that they're matter. That's a strange thing. If they wanted a matash siya, so it's enough the fact that you have a mira lakos to demonstrate that you can only drink as an extension of the original kviyas, and then I would say they were matash siya b'chlal, because that would make sense. But to say that they're worried about a person as a taifa to drink one kos, and therefore they had Ha'olah Gadol to be matah one kos, so he won't have his kos. So he won't, so he'll drink, so he'll drink water. So what are you being matah? You know, the matah is only for one kos. It doesn't make sense. That's what's bothering Ramban. But the Ramban says that the Rif says since he never saw anybody drinking afterwards, so he says that would indicate that they were only matah one kos. That's it. What the Ramban is saying over here is simply that from his knowledge of Shas and the way Halacha works, it would make more sense. It would be more mistava to say that they were matir the kos chamishi with Ha'olah Gadol to show that you have to drink only b'toras, extension of kviyas, and then you can drink all night long. That would make sense. But the Rif says since we don't see it, so we have to be machmer and assume that they're only matir a kosos that have a mirror. So if that's the case, and they only created one a mirror. Okay, that's it. Now what Ben is saying is very good. Ben is saying is like this: that really they could have had kos shishi and kos shvi, but then they'd have to assign the mizmarim from Tillam to each kos. But that would be a busy of a shevach, because he's all getting drunker and drunker. I mean, so therefore they said kos chamishi, okay, but after that that's not. You can't create a situation where you're having a drinking session and you're saying divrei Torah. I mean, he's saying that they were matir. In other words, what Ben is saying is a good idea. He's saying they were matir as much as they could. So matir, so they were one amir, one kos. But that's it. And that's what you see. I mean, according to the Ramban, according to the Rif, you see Chazal tried their utmost not to impose restrictions on people. So therefore, they gave them as much as they could. What did he just say? What do you need it for? Four kos is enough for you. Drink water. And they try to... There's no reason to stop a person from having an awe in Yom Tov for me. Question is why the Rambam says in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav why he has two psukim. It says B'chol Dov Dor Chayav Adam Laharas Atzmo Kilu Yatsam Ba'atzmo Kilu Hu Ba'atzmo Yatsata Mishib Mitzrayim Shenema V'Asanu Hotsi Mishan. Then he says, "Well, Dovah Tziva Kosh Baruch Hu Batorov is a Chartik Yevad Yisakor Makilu Ata Batzmo Chayisev V'Yatzasa L'Cheres V'Niftis." So the same thing as before. First one is Keilu Hu Batzmo Yatsa, and now he says Klom Makilu Ata Batzmo Chayisev. So what do you need two psukim? Two psukim don't count for the same thing. So Klal we have one pasuk counts for many things, but not two psukim for one. So why does the Rambam say he had two psukim for one thing? So the saying is like this: that the first part is Halach and Sipor. Because that's where Kisholcha Vincha Macha Lemar. Vamata Levincha Vodam Yisrael Mufarim Mitzrayim. Vayitin Hashem Mosim Gedolim Varayim B'Mitzrayim B'Farah V'chol Beis Aleinenu. Vosanu Hotsim Yisham. So that's when you're telling him. Vosanu. So when the Torah says, Vayitin, when you answer, Vamata Levincha Vodam Yisrael Mufarim Mitzrayim Vayitin Hashem Mosim Vosanu Hotsim Yisham. So you have to be demonstrating to him. So that's Allah and Sipur. So that's part of Sipur. But the other part, where he says, "Al dover zet tiva kadosh baruch hu batorah v'zachata kever yisa," that's not Sipur. That the Rambam is saying, "V'zachata kever yisa b'mitzrayim." I believe the end of the pasuk is "V'shamata v'asisa es hamitzvah seilu." So I think the Ram there is saying that's tam achiyav on everybody at every time. That the Sipur is really a break off from it's based on Kol HaTorah Kula, but it has a specific tzura. It's a break off from the mitzvah. But he says, but this idea that you're supposed to think that you're an Eved is really an idea that the Torah was mitzava all the time. V'zacharta ki Eved Yisrael Mitzrayim v'shamarta v'asisa sachukim ha'ila. Which means keilu ata ba'atzmocha yisevev yitzas lecheres v'niftas. That means that all the time, that a person must always have that realization. An interesting thing. The first one's Allah and Sipur, and the second one he says this idea. Moreover, the Torah was mitzavas in general. Zacharto kiever yisemsayim v'shemata v'asisu asachukim oela. It's in Re. Shiva Shavuos Tispalach. Okay, it's in Re Tezayin. The end of Tezayin, Pasuk Yud Beis. You see? It says, V'samachbof Nere Shem Lekecho, Ata Vincho, Vitecho, V'atecho, Amasa Sama Shavuos. V'amokim Shivcha Shem Lekecho, V'shakin Shem Hashem, V'zacharta Ki Evera Yisim Mitzrayim, V'shamata V'asisu Esa Chukim Bo'ela. So what does that do? That's not Sipo. That's talking about Shavuos. Right? So you see, the Rambam saying that idea, you see, is b'chol, a person's supposed to have that mentality at all times. It's not limited to Pesach. The halach of Sipur is you mean mechuyif mesaper to your ben this idea, and Sipur has a certain tzura. But insofar as the idea itself, it's an idea which the Torah demands of a person at all times. That's interesting. Is because it says v'zacharta ki ever hayisa b'mitzrayim. That means you, every generation, has to receive that tzivui. Everyone must think ki ever as if he himself was never Mitzrayim. V'shamata v'asisa eschukim ha'ela. That's the machayev of all the mitzvahs. It's an amazing thing. Yeah, it's an interesting Rambam. The reason why the Rambam quotes it here is because, like we said, I mean, Sipur Tzis Mitzrayim is a break off of Kol HaTorah Kula. I mean, it's really Kisholcha Bincha is the whole Masara. It's Talmud Torah B'Taras Masara. So the Rambam is showing you that this idea that you're Masapa Levincha is based on an idea that you're always Chayavin. You have to tell him over something which is he's showing you this idea that you're Sod B'Das. It's not just a matter of Sipur. Okay, Avo Rav Hai Gayin Zal Kasa B'Tshuva. She'ein Mevorchen Al Halel, this is on the Daf Chof Avam Beis in the Dap Eran. She'ein Mevorchen Al Halel, She'belel Epsachem Ligmar Sa'alel, She'ein Anukar Nasa B'Taras Korin, Ela B'Taras Al Mashirah. She'kach Shaninu, Ben Gamliel Omer, U'b'seifo, לפיכך אני גורם לשלוש ועמה, כל שלמה שלוש ועמה בפסח, לא יוצא ידי חבוסו. ובסייפו, לפיכך אנו חייבים להודס להלל. אוקיי? לפיכך הם בועדים לבורך משסקין עושו. אלו דברי הגויים זל. וכן הסכימו הגויים רב צמח, רב יוסף, רב יצחק בן גאו זל. Okay. Oh, this is a very important important statement from the Gaonim. Okay, what is the main idea of the statement? What is the main idea of the statement? He says we don't say it the Torah's Koran, Ella the Torah's Omer Shira. What does it mean? The question is, what's the difference if I say it the Torah's Koran, or if I say it the Torah's Omer Shira? What we said is, if I forget something, maybe you remind me. The idea we said is like this, that the difference between Korin and between Omer Shira is that if you say Bataras Korin, it is finite. If you say Bataras Omer Shira, it's infinite. You see? Because Korin means you start from one point and you finish at another point. And basically, it's Kisvei Kodesh. Kriyas Kisvei Kodesh. If you don't say Bataras Koran, it means the Hallel is infinite. Okay? So there really are two kinds of Hallel. There's a Hallel that a person says that's finite, and there's the Bataras Koran, and there's a Hallel that a person says that's infinite. Okay. Yeah. But first I wanted to mention that with this concept, you can answer the kasha the Ramban asks on the Rambam, in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Because the Rambam says, how is it possible the Baal Lachas Gedolos was Mona Hallel as one of the Mitzvahs? Because he says, Hallel didn't come into existence until Sefer Tillim was written. Right? Yeah. So Vashir Dov Decha. So, how is it possible to say that the Baal Lachas Gedolos said that this is a mitzvah Misinai? Rambam says this is something which any person or Baal Seichel would see right away that it just can't be. You can't say that it was given at Sinai if it didn't come into existence until the time of David HaMelech, until he wrote Sefer Tillim. Yeah. So the Ramban says, I don't understand the Rambam's kasha. Because the Rambam himself said, he already showed us the Derech. He said that in Hilchus Tefillah, he says Tefillah is Deraisa. But we know very well that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were Masada Tefillah. So the answer is that before the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah came along, so everybody said it in their own Lashon. So what is the Rambam what is the Rambam going after the Baal Lachas Gedolos and criticizing him and making him sound like a fool? I mean, to say that it was given me Sinai if it didn't come into existence later, I mean, that's no kasha altogether. The Rambam himself holds that that's no kasha. The Rambam himself showed the Derech already. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah gave the Lashon, but the Chi of Tefillah is Midaraisa. So the same thing over here. The Chi of Amiras Hal is Midaraisa. But before David HaMelech came along, so everybody said their own Shira. And you see from the Sefer Tillim itself, basically, the Sefer Tillim itself, you don't have anything bigger right in the Sefer Tillim itself. It's not just David HaMelech's Tillim. Tefillah Moshe Shalakim. There are 10 people, Chazal say, that said the... that are incorporated in Sefer Tillim, that they said their own Tillim. And David HaMelech came along and he incorporated in Kisvei Kodesh. So you see, other people said Tillim before. So what's the Rambam's big kasha? But the answer to the Rambam is, because the Rambam holds that Kriyas HaHalel is Halach in Koran. It's Halach in Koran, which means that it's a finite Shira. It starts from one point and it ends at another point. And that's Bataras Kriyas Kisvei Kodesh. And therefore, that mitzvah of Kriyas HaHalel, Bataras Kisvei Kodesh, that the Rambam says it would be impossible to be given at Sinai, because at Sinai there was no Kisvei Kodesh. So it's impossible. There was no Sefer Tillim. That's really the answer to the Ramban's kasha. The answer the Ramban gives to the Baal Lachas Gedolos is a good answer. But it's not good for the Rama, because he's talking about Hallel, the infinite Hallel. the infinite hallel. But the Rambam's talking about the mitzvahs kriyas hallel. Now, what is mitzvah? Why is there mitzvahs kriyas hallel to kisvei kodesh? Really, it's a question itself. But the answer is like this. The answer is because in order to say hallel, so really you have a big problem, because it's not possible. Like we mentioned, before, that to say Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an impossible thing, because you can't evaluate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole idea is crazy. So therefore, Ni'amal Grosar Hashem Yashmiya Kol Tilaso, and nobody could do it. L'cha Dumiya Sehila, Nora Sehilas. So the whole idea is impossible. So that's why you have the hollow Bitaras Korin, which is a finite hollow. Why is it finite? Because it's Allah in Kriyas Kisvei Kodesh. The Kisvei HaKodesh is the matir, because I'm just Korin from this point to that point. So the Maisa Kriya in Kisvei HaKodesh is really the matir for the Shevach. Because really you can't be misaper in Shvacha Shomakam, because Yashmiya Kolti Lasa, can't do it. But the matir is that I'm doing it Petaras Korin, Petaras Kisvei Kodesh. So therefore, in Kisvei Kodesh, so I start at this point, and I end at another point. And that's the matir, really, for me, for limiting the Shevach. The Shevach is limited because it's a Maisa Kriyas Kisvei Kodesh. And the Kisvei Kodesh starts from one point and goes to another point. That's really the matir. So the reason why I have a hollow Bataras Korin, is because the Kriyas Kisvei Kodesh is the matir. The fact that it's that I'm being Korin Kisvei Kodesh, and Kisvei Kodesh is a finite text. So I'm saying this text. Okay, that's really the halal b'taras kara. Yes, but there is another halal as well. But that's what the Gaonim are saying. And that's why really the bracha is ligmar es halal. How can you say ligmar es halal? Ligmar es halal again is a problem. Ligmar es halal, you can't finish halal. It's a tie to the sasri. What do you mean ligmar es halal? And that's really the original bracha. Ligmar, we say likra es halal. But the bracha of the Rambam is ligmar sahal, and the Gaonim and the Rishonim ligmar sahal. So ligmar sahal, and what kind of a statement is that? Ligmar sahal. Ligmar sahal really is because it's a dover mesuyim. It's a finite entity. You see, it's a finite entity. It's a chelik of a chelik from Kisvei Kodesh. So he says that's the bracha of ligmar sahal. But that bracha you can't say if you're saying halal the infinite type of halal. That's a different kind of a halal. That you don't have a bracha. What kind of a halal is that? That's a halal where you say that basically the ilu finu mole shir kayom v'ushanina rina kamon gala v'sufsena shevach kamech v'erkiya v'aglena kalos kayolos ein anach maspil v'ezuchar Hashem v'ken v'ger v'zeno. It's impossible. So that's really the statement in Nishmas, really. There is a shira. A person is chayiv in a kind of a shira where he recognizes the matir is the statement that it's impossible to be mishabeach. You see, that's what it says. Leficha nachayim lahodos lahalo lishabeach lafar laromer. By the way, all those the way we have it, that leficha, the exact same one as you say in Nishmas, exact same one. Because you have makos v'zom v'risov v'in special one came a chol davar. Shekin chayvas kalaitzum lefonecha. Hashem alakin alakev asenu. Lahodos lahalel l'shabeach l'for l'romim l'hadir l'varech l'alei l'kalis. And that's the same thing. Leficha nachayim chayim lahodos lahalel l'shabeach l'for l'rom l'hadir l'varech l'alei. Exact same lashon. Taken from here. Why? Because that says that al kol divrei shira is for shbachos. David ben Yishai adochom mishlichacho. We're really chayev in more. He says, kloma ato meshubach yoser v'yoser mikola tishbachos she'amar anaviyim v'she'amar David. So that's what it means. Shkeichos surim. More than all this. That's exactly what the statement is. Okay? So the statement is so that's it means shvacho shamakom is infinite. So that's a different kind of a shelach. That there's a hallel, a finite hallel, but Torah's a finite hallel can only be b'taras kriyas kisvei kodesh. But there's another kind of hallel where the person is mechuyev shekein choivas kol hayitzurim lefon nechad Hashem elokeinu. The matter is because it's chovas kol hayitzurim, because that really is our chov. So we're in a situation where we're chov is placed on us that we can't fulfill. The chovas kol hayitzurim is there. The chov is there, but it's a strange phenomenon. It means we're burdened with a chov that chov is impossible for us to fulfill, and that's the alkol devashir sishbalos. So that's really so the round of the gainim. That's what the gainim are saying. The gainim are saying that the night of Pesach, the kriyas yamsuf, those nisim that hotzionu me'avdus l'cheros, that kind of that situation that befell us is machayev us in a shira that's infinite. That kind of a situation that we were fortunate enough to be the recipient of the infinite of Chesed Hashem. I mean, in that manner, that's the same thing. He said lefichach. That's what he's quoting. That lefichach nachnu chayovim lahodos lahal shabeach lafar. That's what it means. It means this is the infinite shira that we're chayev to say. So you can't say ligmar as a hallel. It's a different. It's not hallel b'toras korin, b'toras kisvei kodesh, the finite hallel. That the matir is the fact that it's in kisvei kodesh, but it's a hallel of shira of chirkein chovas kol hayitzurim that we're chayev in infinite shevach v'hodah. That's what the Gaon is saying. It's a very very, very beautiful idea. I mean, you're saying the difference between the two types of hall. So basically, that's why it says there's no ligmar. The bracha ligmar as hallel. He said, "I'll tell you why there's no bracha there. See, a bracha is on a davar masuyim. Bracha is on a davar masuyim, but over here it's an infinite thing. You can't make a bracha. A bracha would imply that it's a ma'isa mitzvah that has a beginning and has an end. That's what a bracha is." But over here, it's an infinite thing. You can't make it. We make a bracha on what? On something that goes on forever. You can't make a bracha like that. So therefore, this kind of shira, it's not possible to have a bracha. Bracha is on a ma'isa mitzvah that has a regulated ma'isa mitzvah. And the shira and the shevach of the Leil Pesach it's not possible to have that, to put in the framework of a limited shevach of a kriyas kisvei kodesh. That's basically what the Gaon is saying. But it's amazing. But the al kol divrei shiras hashbachos is exactly that statement. What does it mean? It means more than the shiras hashbachos. So that's but hallel. When you say ligmar hallel, likras hallel, that's not more. That you're saying this is it. You're identifying a text. You see. So you have a matir to say shvacho shomakom either. The matir is the recognition that shekein chovas kol yitzurim, that we're chai, we can't help ourselves. Or else the matir is, I have a right to read kisvei kodesh. So therefore I'm saying hallel, and the text is fixed, I can't help that, that's kisvei kodesh. So I have a matir, the matir is the fixed text of kisvei kodesh. But over here it's al kol divrei shiras hashbachos, it means more than the text. You see? That's what the Gaon said. That's what the Gaon said. Two different types of hallel. So we wanted to say that this is a raya for the Rav's psak, because the Rav gave a psak against the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham said that if you come at the shul on Rosh Chodesh, let's say, and the tzibur is by saying hallel, so and you're in Psukei Dezimra, so he says so you could say the hallel without a bracha in Psukei Dezimra. And have it subsumed under the bracha, Baruch Shamar, the framework of Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach. Now, Rav said you can't do that. Because it says Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach is a Birkas Shevach, and the bracha of Likras HaHalel is a Birkas HaMitzvah. He says you can't, so they're two different things, so you can't mix them. So you say Paskin against the Magen Avraham. So this is 100% right. Because you see that the Baruch Shomar is Nishmas, is really the grosser, that the Nishmas is an extension of Yishtabach. What is Nishmas on Shabbos? It's an extension of Yishtabach. So Nishmas gives you, explains, you know, when there's an extension, you have a greater opportunity to see the ideas. So you see Nishmas is giving you the correct ideas that you're always using for Baruch Shammah and Yishtabach. Right? Except during the week, so people have to go to work, so they're Makatzah. But on Shabbos, they gave the full version. So therefore, you see from the Lashon of the Al Kol Divrei Shivus HaShibachos that this is not exactly what the Rav said, that this is not really a Birkas, and it's not Hallel B'Taras Karin. It's a Hallel B'Taras Infinite Shevach. So that's why you really can't mix the two. You can't put you come in the tzibur saying, "Oh, you can't put it in over here because it doesn't belong. There's a different framework, completely different concept." In other words, if you put the Hallel in this framework, you're actually not Yotze Hallel, because that's Hallel B'Taras Karin, and you're putting it in Hallel B'Taras Shevach. The Rambam has us Yosher after Yishtabach. And the Rav mentioned, why did the Rambam do that? Because it says, Uvashire David Avdecha. Because we only use the Shirei David. And Oz Yashir is a different Shira. But the reason why they brought in Oz Yashir, because that's the prototype. That's the first Shira. So that was a Shira that was a Shira Alayam through Moshe Rabbeinu. So that was the first model of the concept of Shira. So that's why they brought it in. So the minig was to make reference to the prototype of Shira. Is Oz Yashir. So, but the Rambam Paskin, that you should do it outside the Yishtabach, because the Baruch Shalom and Yishtabach is only the Shirei David Avdecha. Yeah, it's interesting. There's only one. That's why actually where you should stop is if you do it that way. So then you should stop over here. You should say the Hallelukos until the Vayavarach David, you could say, because that's again David. Vayavarach David is Hashem v'nekar kohol, and you say Vatol akenu morim anachnu loch umhalom Hashem tevatecha. That would be a cut off point. Then you'd say Yishtabach, and then you come back and you could say whatever you want. I mean, that's after that. Yeah, but the Ram mentions the many words say as Yosher. Maybe you could start from over here Atol Hashem v'nekar. You can do that too, but you have to stop over there. That would be, because that's the end of Shirei David. There's only one exception. There's only one. What? Excuse me. That shows you that the Yahadis doesn't insist on originality. I mean, Dov Melch wrote Sefer Tilim, but it wasn't all his own. And it was from others too. I mean, yes, that's right. I mean, you can't make a bracha on that howl is not possible because there's no tzuras on mitzvah. On the infinite howl, there's no tzuras on mitzvah. You can't make a bracha. You could frame it with a bracha. You could frame with Baruch Shammah and Yishtabach. So you could frame it, but you can't make a birkas on mitzvah on it, because a birkas on mitzvah is a finite on something that has a tzura. There's no tzuras on mitzvah over here. The mitzvah is beyond tzura. You can't give a tzura to this mitzvah. Okay, so therefore you can't have a birkas on mitzvah. So now you have two types of hallel, two species. One hallel is the infinite type, which you can't make a bracha on, and then you have a finite one, which is a kriyas kisvei kodesh that has a fixed text that starts from one point and it ends at another point. Okay, that you can make a bracha on. Big marsa hallel, because that's a birkas on mitzvah. It has a tzura. Where's the tzura? The text. So I'll ask you a question. I mean, okay, maybe it's a philosophical question, but why do you need the two types? Why don't you have just the infinite type as the one that philosophically is correct? I mean, I'll call the Shiras and Shishbachas David Ben Yishai. That's more than all the Shiras and Shishbachas. That's the statement. Or you can't get finished. Even the Nevi'im can never, even the Navi, the greatest Navi, can never say Shvach HaShomakam. It's virtually impossible for any human being to do that. You can't, because you... because you're only a human being, and it's not possible for a human being to even begin to understand the Borei Olam, let alone evaluate. You give Shevach, it's impossible. Philosophically impossible. That's the, as I mentioned many times, that's really the main idea in the Mora Nevuchim, in the Mora, the idea that stands out most of all in the Mora is that he lays down the groundwork for what metaphysics could be. In other words, the intrinsic limitation, the position of man has to be determined first in terms of metaphysics. People forget about that. They just become metaphysician. We want to talk about God. But the question is, you have to know first, like the Ibn Ezra says, if a person doesn't know himself first, he says he can't have any perfection. First thing he has to know is himself. So, I mean, that's the only thing. So anyone that knows, that has any concept of what an Adam is, he knows that Shira is impossible. That's the first basic premise. It's nonsensical. So he's a Yotzer. Therefore the question is, so why do you have the other one? That's a good question. Why do you have the other one? The only one we should have is really the Nishmas. That's the one that philosophically makes sense. But a finite Hallel doesn't make sense. It's a Mimal Gresham Yashmir Kolti Lasso, and that's impossible. L'chodumiyah Sehila. No Rasilos, Osefela, that's the first Hallel. The first Hallel of Oz Yashir. Right away, no Rasilos, you can't be Mishaleach. So that's correct. So why do you have the other one? Apparently, it would seem that Shvacho Shomokom philosophically is one thing, but it has to be represented in the mitzvah also. It has to be represented in the Tzur of a mitzvah. So I would say that's why that's really the argument of the Baal Lachas Gedolos. The Baal Lachas Gedolos that held that Hal is a mitzvah, he held that it has to find representation in mitzvah. Because mitzvah is really the whole, mitzvah is the institution, is the vehicle of perfection. That's the whole vehicle of perfection is mitzvah. So therefore, the Baal Lachas Gedolos held that it has to find representation in the form of a mitzvah. That's why he held it. How is a mitzvah shenit na mesinai? You see, the Rambam held it's impossible, because the Rambam's argument is that which Hallel is a mitzvah. He held which Hallel is a mitzvah. It can only be a mitzvah, the Rambam held, if it's a maisa, if you're creating a maisa mitzvah out of it. So it has to be finite. It has to have a davar. It has to be a davar mesuyim, a davar sheyesh bo tzura, and in shvacha shomakom there can't be such a thing. So therefore, the only way it could be is if it's kisvei kodesh. So in kisvei kodesh, it's finite because it's a text. The text makes it finite. The text from here to there, and the matir is that. What right do I have to not to finish shvacha shomakom because it's kisvei kodesh? I'm just reading one part of miri chelik of kisvei kodesh. So the fact that it's kisvei kodesh is the matir. But the reason why you have a mitzvah, Hashem Shem 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 Likras a Hallel, is because Hallel has to be represented as a mitzvah. The Rambam holds it has to be mitzvah to Rabban. Rambam has to be mitzvah to Rabban. The Baal Lachas Gedolos held it has to be mitzvah to Raisa. I mean, the truth of the matter is, I'm not getting into the argument of Baal Lachas Gedolos and Rambam, who's right is wrong. It's a big machlekes, and we can't decide. But you could appreciate the view of the Baal Lachas Gedolos. Namely, that the concept of Shira, which is a fundamental concept in Yahadus, which means Shira, the definition of Shira, the way we define Shira, which is the appropriate response to being a recipient of Chasdei Hashem. You can't just say thank you. Thank you is nonsensical. So Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael what the appropriate response is, and that's only Shira. That's only Shira. The state of awe of the Chesed Hashem. That's the appropriate response. It's the Yesod in the Yesod in the Dos. So therefore, the Baal Lachas Gedolos held that it has to be a mitzvah. But the Rambam held Rambam's mitzvah to Rabban. The mitzvah Chacham came along and they framed it into a mitzvah. So in other words, what the Rambam holds is like this. Rambam would agree. Yeah, it has to be represented in mitzvahs. But the Rambam's argument is it can't be, because the definition of it does not allow it to be a mitzvah. Because a mitzvah has a tzura to it, and here it's ilufinim olasher kayam, so there can't be any tzura. So to make it into a mitzvah would ipso facto destroy the whole entity. So the Rambam holds it's the yesod nedos, and it's the highest expression of human of human response possible to shvacha shemakom, but it can't be a mitzvah. It's according to the Rambam, where is it? The halacha of shira, according to the Rambam, is a phenomenon midaraisa. It's a phenomenon midaraisa. It would be like the Rav mentioned about tefillah, that whether you're, even the Ramban holds tefillah is Rabbanim, but tefillah, the essence of tefillah is the Raisa, because Avraham Avinu was mispaal. He didn't say it's not the Raisa, but there's no chiyuv mitzvah. So the Rambam held that there's certain things that could be yisod ados, and could be elements of a person's chayim, which are the essence of perfection, and yet it can't be nitfas b'mitzvah, because it's beyond, it doesn't allow itself to be nitfas b'mitzvah. But the Baal Halacha Gedolus argument was that it has to be represented in mitzvah. But the Rambam agreed. So the Rambam held that the Chachomim came along and they took care of the problem of the Baal Halacha Gedolus. Because the Baal Halacha Gedolus is not represented in mitzvah, so the Chachomim came along and they, once there was Kisvei Kodesh, so now they said, now we can create a mitzvah which is finite, and it's not a tati de sasri to Shvach HaShem Makom, because we're only being korei from one point to another in Kisvei Kodesh. The Kisvei Kodesh made it possible to incorporate it into a mitzvah, according to the Rambam. So that's why the mitzvah could never exist at Sinai. You first had to have Sefer Tilim, which is Kisvei Kodesh. That's what the Rambam held. So that's the reason why you have two types of halal. The reason why you have two types is because the intrinsic halal doesn't lend itself to be framed as a mitzvah, and yet mitzvah, it has to be represented. Mitzvah should represent this most significant expression of man, which is halal. So therefore, you require kisvei kodesh. It couldn't be done. It could not be done until David HaMelech wrote Sefer Tilim. See, the Rambam, Shir is makev on a carbon, and Shir is definitely wasn't introduced later, so Shir has to be from Sinai. But the only thing is, it couldn't have a separate tzuras on mitzvah. That's what I mean. It can't be Ol Laminyan mitzvah, because Ol Laminyan mitzvah means there's a separate tzuras on mitzvah, and it's impossible to frame it. It doesn't accept the frame. See, doesn't accept the tzura. But Shir ala carbon is definitely derisive. That's really the answer why the Rambam held Shira la Karbam. I'm not in the sugar right now, I'm just top of my head, but that would explain why the Rambam held Shira la Karbam is the Raisa, and yet Halal is not the Raisa, because Shira la Karbam is not a separate mitzvah, it's a kiyum of the Karbam, and the institution is definitely the Raisa. But to frame a mitzvah like the Baal Halacha Gedolus wanted to, Misinai, a mitzvah Halal, that's an impossibility for the Rambam. That can only be done later through once you have the Sefer Tilim. But that's why you need both, because it has to find representation in mitzvah, and also it has to find representation in mitzvah, and the nature of the thing is infinite. So therefore, according to the Rambam, the whole thing couldn't come about. It's one mitzvah. It's an interesting thing. Like Chazal say that they got together and they discussed, how could we have a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah? Right? How could we have a mitzvah of Kriyas? Why don't you find such a thing about Halal? What about Halal, according to the Rambam? Why didn't you say, how could Chacham make a mitzvah like that? But the answer is because Hallel was a mitzvah that so to speak was waiting to come into existence. You see, it was a mitzvah that was waiting to happen, because it couldn't take place because the problem with the fact that it's infinite. But once you had Kisvei Kodesh, now it was able to come into existence. So basically, the mitzvah of Hallel, the Chacham just naturally gave it existence when it became possible to come into existence, you see. So the Chacham accommodated the situation. It wasn't a mitzvah that Chacham made up like Kriyas HaMegillah. It was just something that was really waiting from Sinai to happen, but it couldn't occur because of the problem of the nature of the thing. So therefore, once Sefer Tilim was written, the mitzvah emerged spontaneously, so to speak. But the Chacham were the ones, you have to have the Chacham have to create a mitzvah. You can't just come in by itself. But basically, it was a mitzvah that was necessary to occur. But it couldn't happen until Sefer Tilim was written. So that's why I have the bracha, the Birchas HaMitzvah on Hallel, on Kriyas HaHallel. But that's what the Gaonim are saying. But the Leil Pesach is not Kriyas HaHallel. That's the limited Hallel, based on Kisvei Kodesh, but it's the infinite Howl of Leficha Nachal Chayim Lahodas Lahal Shabbat Lafar, is the infinite Howl, and that they can't be a bracha for. That can't be a bracha mitzvah. That's what the Gemara is saying. I mean, the Gemara is saying, my biggest sin, the Gemara is saying Yaluch, and everybody knows Yaluch is. So he says, and the Gemara Psachim by Howl doesn't say my Yaluch. So apparently the Gemara knew what Yaluch is. So what's his answer? A Rav one time said, name Reb Chaim, that the question of whether you say a bracha on Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, he says, definitely Yaluchah you can't say. He says, that, because some people think that you can say Yaluchah, you don't say the bracha on Hallel. So that's definitely wrong. You see, because the Gemara says, call it Tom Bracha L'Acharah, Tom Bracha L'Fanel. So he says, that you definitely can't do. He says, that he, in other words, he held that those who want to say that you say Hallel first and then you say Halucha, but you don't say the Bracha, Hashem Shem Zom Zom Gros Hallel, he says, that's absolutely wrong. He says, that can't be.